All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Evan, are you aware of the lunatic who is joining the Republican Party in running for the governor of the United States?
I couldn't guess, only because there's so many.
All right. So this guy... A Wisconsin legislator described by one conservative columnist as the Republican Party's craziest is poised to run for governor. Now, this guy has wanted to overturn the election in the state of Wisconsin. Guess who's supporting him? The MyPillow guy.
Oh, man, that's too easy. See, we're to the point now where this fruit hangs so low, you don't even reach for it because,
State Rep Timothy Ramthun from Campbellsport, who has alleged ties to QAnon conspiracies, has already been endorsed by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and is running on the platform of election security after working to undo Donald Trump's election loss in his state, reported the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel conservative columnist Charlie Sykes. So here's what Charlie Sykes had to say. The GOP's craziest legislator is running for governor. Now, that's not bad enough, but guess what? He's got throngs and throngs of people who support him.
Yeah, man, at this point, it's a big block party. You know,
he's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Everybody knows he's a lunatic, but he wants to overthrow. He's a Donald Trump disciple. And so he's being taken seriously by the people who support Donald Trump. Isn't that something, man?
It really is. I mean, it's the togetherness for them. That's the thing that's sort of dawning on me, that it's not about policy agendas or really hating anybody in particular. They're lonely. They don't have... You know, there isn't this bright future ahead of them. So they get together and there's something soothing about that.
Oh, man, they're falling apart because this guy is going to make it hard for Becky Clayfish. And he's going to make it hard for Rebecca Clayfish. And what's the other guy's name, man? The Marine. The former, he's running for governor.
Yeah.
Republican. I can't think of his name now.
That's okay.
But so my point is, this guy is going to take votes away from them because it shows just how loony so many of the people on the right are. Mm. This guy is a lunatic, straight out lunatic, but because he says, I am going to work to overturn the 2020 election. Let me see.
Help me out. He said he was going to audit the 2022 election, unless I'm thinking of a different sound bit. I mean, it's even that insane.
Let's see. He wants to overturn the 2020 election. Why are they still? I mean, what do they give it any thought whatsoever? What they're asking and what they're talking about. It's 2022. Mm-hmm. What makes any person with a modicum of common sense believe that it could be possible that they would overturn that and appoint former President Donald Trump as the president? What has to be happening in your mind to even think that you can even envision that?
And then to hold these two thoughts next to each other. One of them being, we're going to overturn an election that happened 2 years ago. And the second one being, we need to reinforce strength in our elections. We need people to be confident in our elections. It makes zero sense.
Not only does it make zero sense, Evan, it's the fact that you have so many people who believe in it. Mm-hmm. And that's the danger. That's the inherent danger, that it's so far out there in the ozone layer that you can get people to think that this could possibly happen.
Yeah.
Now, but this guy here, man, he is going to he's going to get a lot of votes because there's still a lot of people who still will follow Donald Trump. And I'm beginning to think, I'm beginning to wonder, Evan, if it's so much that the people have just loved Donald Trump, mm-hmm. or is it so much that that Donald Trump has been able to, you know, get in their heads.
And so chaos, right? They see an establishment in American government that has failed them in this last 20 years, right? Which I wouldn't even argue with that fact. But then they see number 45 up in there stepping on people's necks, flushing documents down the toilet, firing people, having extramarital relations. I mean, they just see this insanity and this chaos, and they get giddy over the harm.
So how ignorant does a man have to be? The president, former president of the United States, flushing papers down the toilet.
Butter emails, man.
I know, man. I mean, he doesn't have enough sense to slash all that stuff up.
Yeah.
And you know, and get rid of it that way. He flushes it down a toilet.
That's the funny part. Is national security comes by with these big bags for like industrial shredding, turns it into confetti. No one will ever put it back together. But yeah, he has this obsession with just being on his own.
Yeah, man. But I'm just saying, man, who in their right mind flushes, you know, copying paper?
Oh, so
that's
man.
Basically what we're talking about.
Yeah. In an old
down toilets.
System. Yeah.
You know, that stuff is going to get caught up, jammed up. He couldn't even think far enough ahead to say, well, maybe I'll, what do you do when you stick to paper? I got one of those things where
plunger.
Not the plunger, but where you take the paper and you put it in the thing that cuts it up.
Yeah, the shredder. Yeah.
The shredder.
Yeah. Yeah.
The shredder. He couldn't see that. That wasn't an option.
As amusing as this is to me, I just wonder if people care, right? He did ride a lot of waves on the butter emails thing, on document handling in the White House. But I just, because it is a big deal and it is a problem. And I hope that message gets through. I do.
Well, look, man, Evan, it's been a blast.
More than a blast, man.
Man, we'll cross paths again. No question.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey man, love you, and we'll talk soon.
I love you, Earl. You take
care. All right, thank you everybody for taking the time out. I'll see you on the other side. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later. Have a great weekend.
Onward.